96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Northwoods Policy Network announced its launch last week. The newly established policy and advocacy nonprofit was formed to advocate for the Northwoods. Executive Director Paul Shekelman is a doctoral candidate at Missouri State University's School of Defense and Strategic Studies. He says the group was formed after conversations with the community about the need for a collective voice for the Northwoods' interests.
We're working in anything from conservation, sporting, and natural resources to energy, and into local governance, manufacturing, you know, new technology opportunities that are coming up with just the changing economy. Kind of everything that'll touch a local community and its future is what we want to be able to work on.
He says the goal is to create a stronger voice in statewide decisions on growth, investment, and Wisconsin's economic future. The founding board includes Shekelman, along with Ben Dryden, founder of the Dryden Wire, who's the communications director, and Adam Jarkow, a lawyer and former state lawmaker from Balsam Lake. According to a statement, the network plans to produce unique research, develop bold and targeted policies, share stories of success and challenge, and elevate the voices of residents who believe in the potential of the Northwoods. Shekelman adds that part of the group's work will be helping residents understand how statewide policies affect the Northwoods.
A lot of it will be doing the long and complicated reading that, you know, simply people don't have time for. What's actually in some of these bills, or what's in, you know, why are certain policies this way, or why things happen? And then relating it back to how would I have this conversation with my dad or my neighbor?
He adds that the Northwoods Policy Network is open to residents, business owners, students, and community leaders. More at northwoodspolicy.org. Wisconsin is a swing state. We're purple. Both Democrats and Republicans have a reasonable shot at winning an election, and those elections are closely monitored. Melissa Kay has more.
Representative Scott Krug has served on the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections for the past 3 years. This year, as vice chair, he's working across both sides of the aisle to improve voting in the state.
My whole goal has been to find bipartisan wins on elections that the legislature can pass, that the governor will sign.
Krug says in previous elections, there were things that people thought happened that simply didn't.
It's been a huge project for me to undertake, trying to get all of the consternation, all the misinformation, all the craziness that's around almost every election in not only just locally, statewide, but across the country.
Early processing for absentee ballots is high on Krug's agenda.
The conjecture going around what early processing is versus what people think it does is the biggest bugaboo to try to get over in Wisconsin elections. As 90% of the problem is that just late night reporting, because there's so many absentee voters, causes so much consternation.
43 other states in the U.S. allow early processing at some level, according to a 2024 analysis from the Center for Election Innovation and Research. However, no votes are counted until Election Day.
And then after the machine tabulates everything, you got to go through all the seals and all the protections in the machine, open it all the way up into the interior, and push the count button.
Krug set minimum hours for in-person early voting passed the state assembly by a voice vote.
Those are the things I love to find, is, you know, a way we can get a bill across the finish line that nobody votes against, and that can help expand access for people to vote in the state of Wisconsin, that the governor can sign.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some recycling tips for the holiday season. According to a press release, the gift giving that comes with the holiday season also comes with an increase in things being thrown in the trash that don't belong there. DNR officials are reminding residents that items like cardboard, aluminum cans, and glass bottles can always be recycled anywhere in the state. Things like electronics, batteries, or holiday light strings, however, could cause issues at typical recycling facilities and should be brought to special drop-off sites instead. The Lakewood Cafe is hosting a fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police. Every cent that is spent at the cafe on December 16th, including tax, will be donated back to the police department. The City of Hayward Police says that many business owners wrote a check to the police department last year rather than dining in or taking out. If you plan to write a check, make sure it's written out to the City of Hayward with the memo line specified for the police department. Make sure to also call ahead and let the Lakewood Cafe know if you will be ordering 20-plus meals. The Lakewood Cafe will be open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Another candidate has entered the crowded Democratic field for governor. Joel Brennan announced his campaign yesterday. He's currently president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, previously headed up the Discovery World in Milwaukee, and served for 3 years as a cabinet secretary under Governor Evers. Brennan says he's worked in public policy for 3.5 decades. He worked for 3 years as secretary of the Department of Administration. He was one of Evers' only cabinet appointees who got some support from Republicans. He joins a long list of Democratic candidates, most recently former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who announced his bid last week. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable, you know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 22 this afternoon with just a light westerly breeze here today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 5 above tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.